The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I don't understand why dating is so hard for people.
Why?
Especially now. I feel like the bar has been set so low that really all you need are three things to be successful in dating.
Really?
A pulse, a slight command of whatever language it is that you want to speak on your date,
only slight,
and some sort of currency or working debit card so you can either pay or chip in for the date that you're on, and it should be successful, and you should get a second one.
There's already two or three people that are saying that's too much for
I know.
Me.
They're like, damn, see what I mean? Dating is so hard. And Aaron is on the phone right now. Unfortunately for him, his date didn't go very well either.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Hey, Aaron. I'm all right.
Aaron,
are you talking to yourself or us?
I could probably guess why your date didn't go very well.
Sorry, I'm really nervous.
That's okay.
Poor thing.
My name is not Aaron, but my middle name's Aaron, so we can go by that. How about that? So it's all good, Aaron. You didn't make a mistake there. Cool. All right.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Let's get into it. Aaron, tell us a little bit about the girl you want to call today for a second date update.
So, yeah, this is Melinda.
Are you changing your name now, Aaron?
No, Jubal.
To Melinda?
Just give him a
break.
No,
I was saying, this girl is Melinda. My bad.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I met Melinda on Tinder a couple weeks ago, and we had a date last week. And it was a little strange, but it went, I thought it was a good date, and now I haven't heard anything back from her yet.
Okay, and how was it strange?
Well, first off, she had me pick her up, which isn't that bad, but when I got there to her house, her mom answered the door at first, so I was a little confused because, like, it looks like the person in the photos, but...
Oh, you thought the mom was the Tinder date for a second.
Yeah, so I kind of flubbed up in the beginning.
Oh, no!
By hitting on her mom?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was Melinda at first, so I just was like, oh, hey. And I was trying to be nice because I thought maybe, you know, she had just changed the photo or photoshopped it or something. And I was like, well, you look nice.
So how long did you hit on her mom before you realized it wasn't her?
I mean, maybe 20, 30 seconds. Not that long, you know?
Okay. And you look nice is a pretty innocent thing to say.
Yeah.
Does she live with her mom or was her?
I mean, yeah, she lives with her mom, but okay. She is really cute. And
wait, now I'm confused. The mom or Melinda?
Well, actually, both of them a little bit, but mostly Melinda. She's definitely the cuter of the two, you know?
Okay.
So she's a little bit cuter than her mom, but you'd take either one.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to be clear. Like, it's Melinda that I'm interested in here, you know? When you guys talk to her, I want to make sure. This is what I feel might have ruined the date, though, in the first place, so I don't want to end up digging myself a deeper hole.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, when Melinda walked in and I realized that it was her mother I had been talking to begin with, I made a really bad joke.
Uh-oh.
What was the joke?
Oh, no.
Well, I looked at her mother and I said, you look so good, I might as well go out with you.
Oh.
What did her mother say?
They just kind of looked at each other.
Oh, no, they didn't laugh.
So it didn't go over like you thought it would.
No, I kind of laughed a little bit trying to break the ice, but it didn't really land.
Oh, man. So you really started off this date right.
Yeah, it wasn't the best start, but then we ended up going out. We saw a movie, and that was good because then I couldn't talk anymore.
Smart.
Like, let's go somewhere where I don't have to say any words because I clearly keep digging myself in a hole.
Yeah, pretty much. It felt good not to have to talk.
So once the movie was over and you had to engage her again in conversation, how did it go?
It was okay. I asked if she wanted to go get a drink after, but she said that her mom had been texting her and she had to go back home.
Okay. Was there a reason or details? Like, was it an emergency?
No, she just said that her mom was wondering where she was.
And you are over the age of 18,
yeah,
right?
What?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And she is, too?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So her mom wanted her to come back home.
No, no, then... she didn't say that. She just said that she was wondering where she was. I mean, I thought it was a little strange, too, you know? It's not the best exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's kind of apparent. I mean, you picked her up at her mom's house. She's on a date.
Yeah, I thought it was fishy, too. You know, I asked to see it, and she wouldn't show it to me.
You asked to see the text message?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that, now that...
You called her on the line?
Show
that's,
me.
Yeah, oh. I don't believe you for one second. Show me that text message. If not, you're going to get drinks with me right now.
Oh,
dude,
no.
That is a guy who is definitely struck out on Tinder before.
Yeah, I realized that was probably the end of it right there. But...
Why do you want to call her again? I mean, everything about this date sounds horrible.
I mean, I had a good time with her.
At what point?
You did?
When you weren't talking?
Yeah, the movie was great.
Okay, so everything other than the movie was terrible.
Well, I mean, this is my second Tinder date, and the first one looked nothing like the picture. This one, at least, definitely was the right person. I mean, even her mom looked sort of like the person.
Okay.
And,
like,
yeah.
And that is a success in today's dating world. At least it was the right person. All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say you probably didn't kiss at the end of the date.
No.
No, okay.
Oh.
Well... Here's what we'll do. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.